This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So the couple trick and toss with the shot of the day. Ted versus the FCC coming up. Bad jokes as well. Our question, what thing did you do either because you had to or wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, DJ. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
All right. So, kind of wanted to and had to, but I had to reset my nose after it got broke.
How did it get broken?
I was playing backyard football with some guys in the delayed enlistment program for the Air Force, and I went to slide to catch the football, and a guy jumped up in front of me and caught it, and as he was coming down, he was turning, and his heel clicked me right in the nose and snapped it.
Ooh. Oh. Sounds like the new Tom Cruise Top Gun 2 movie.
So it happened in slow motion and shirtless.
Yeah, oiled up, broken nose.
So is it something you did instantly? Did you wait a little time? Did you have to psych yourself up? What?
So basically it happened, and I was sitting there, you know, hands and knees on the ground holding my nose because I opened my eyes and I just see blood dripping into the grass. And I sat there and everyone kind of, you know, leading the group. I told them to warn everybody that I was about to reset my nose. And he goes, what? I said, I'm going to reset my nose. Tell everyone to plug their ears if they don't want to. And I just snap it right back in.
Had you done it before?
No, but I had, I mean, not on myself, but I was in, what's it called, athletic sports training for high school, and I did for one of my buddies in school, and kind of just did it myself.
How does your septum look now? Is it straight? Does it have a curve to it? What does it look like?
It's a little crooked, but it's straight for the most part.
How loud is the pop when you set your nose?
Not very loud, but if you're huddled around somebody, if you don't like hearing crap like that, then it's going to bug you.
Okay.
If it's not loud, you can hear it.
Do you sleep with anybody? Do you snore?
I do snore.
Okay. I didn't know if that was... Sometimes if you break your nose a bunch of times, it's just the air can't go through all
the time. Yeah, I would think so. How much pain were you in at the moment you did it?
I'm sorry?
How much pain were you in when you reset your nose?
You know, I was actually relieved. It hurt really, really bad as soon as it happened. I mean, I was still in pain on a scale of 1 to 10. It was about a 7, you know, after I reset it. But it, you know, it dwindled down and it just kept bleeding. I just went to the urgent care and got it taken care of. It was about 10 minutes after I reset it.
Yeah, it's a weird moment in your life when you realize I'm done with tackle football.
Yeah.
It really is. You have to make the determination. Most of the time it's just by some the way you feel the next day, a terrible injury.
Or you see your buddy go down, right.
Yeah, it's just like, all right, no more tackle football. But there's always been, come on, man. Like, no, I don't want to play tackle. What thing did you do, either because you had to or wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
The tackle football guy is an adult. Like, you know this dude.
You do, but it's such a weird thing because, you know, when you're younger, all you want to do is play tackle football. Your parents insist that you play touch. At school, you can play touch. When you got to play tackle football, it was the greatest thing. You're right. And then to some point later, like, hey, man, I love playing the turkey bowl, but you guys
are
going to tackle.
We can't play touch, man.
Sure?
Even if you play touch, you're still going to be dying sore.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
I mean, I was going to say, I haven't done any other body part, but I put my knee back in after dislocated like 6 times.
Yeah, so you've done that a lot, right?
Yeah.
Put my shoulder in a few times.
But he's right. Like, it feels better once you pop it back in.
What is the pain like in the moment that it's going from injured to back to being reset? You know what I mean?
It's just getting it over that. There's just this one ledge.
And right.
So it's either, it's like ripping a Band-Aid off. You can either try to slowly push it back in, or you can just do a quick jerk.
Get it over.
And see if you can pop it.
And for me, dislocating the knee, just the jarring pain of dislocating it hurts so much. Like, popping it back in, you don't really notice as much.
Plus, you feel like it's almost curving your leg back up. Like, you feel all that pain on the outside, too, as it's going, as it's happening. Like, you can actually feel when it's going on, and all you're trying to do is straighten your leg.
Right.
To prevent
this thing, it pops in.
Pop it back in before it gets to the point of, now I've got to push it down.
Yeah.
Which is worse, because that sucks. What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So I'll get right into it here. A little difficult for me to talk about still, but I had to stop an active shooter.
What was the scenario?
I was a bouncer at a bar. There was, you know, closing time. Everybody's liquored up. There was a brawl outside. We got it all broken up. Everything's all good to go. So we thought, and all of a sudden I see a guy run up to a crowd and start shooting into the crowd. So me being armed myself, I drew mine from my back and unfortunately had to take the guy's life.
How close were you to him when this happened?
I was about 10 yards away from him.
Okay, and how long was he able to pop rounds off before you were able to get your gun out?
He got one round off, and it struck the guy he was aiming at, but fortunately enough, he lived. He was rushed to the emergency room. He survived. Unfortunately, the gentleman who decided it was a good idea to grab a gun did not survive.
Now, I know you bought the weapon for protection, but did you ever think that you'd have to use it that way?
I was prepared to. I hoped that I never would have to, but I made sure I was prepared for any situation.
What happened after the shot goes? You shoot him, and then what happens? Do you try to administer first aid? Do you call? I mean, you're calling. Somebody's calling 911. I mean, what happens then?
There were plenty of people calling 911. It was kind of a surreal thing because I didn't even realize what had happened until after. You know, it just happened in the blink of an eye, and I reacted that way. And next thing I knew, everybody is telling me, you know, hurry up, get indoors, wait for the officers to get here, you know. And I'm still kind of in a daze. You know, I do want to say that for anybody out there who did know him, family, friends, I am sorry that it had to come down to that. It is not a decision I wanted to have to make.
No, obviously.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Did you work at that establishment anymore after that? Or was it too tough for you to go back?
No, me and my family actually moved, and we left the state.
Was it based on that incident?
Yes.
Okay.
And is this because you're getting any kind of threats, or you just wanted to put distance personally between yourself and that?
It was mainly because, you know, we just wanted to avoid any backlash if there was going to be any, because I have kids. You know, I'm more worried for my kids and my wife than myself.
I just
wanted to get them far away.
Is there a day that goes by where you don't think about that situation?
No. I see his face every night when I close my eyes.
So how long ago was this?
It's going on a year and 8 months.
So it's still pretty fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. And do you do the same thing for work?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do you still carry a gun?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I would have to think so.
Yeah, but one of those I'm going to continue. Exactly. One of those I am not.
Hopefully you have a cushy job now.
I sure hope so. Man, oh man.
Well, yeah. What thing did you do, either because you had to or you wanted to? That was a had to. 844-999-OLA.
Well, I think he just won up to everyone.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you got
very
me.
Very serious.
You got me.
Yeah. I was worried about the garlic knots and Ted's mom.
Right.
She's so good.
I'm hoping that she doesn't order garlic knots dead seriously when you're
I don't think
around.
She should.
No.
I think you should
stop the knots. They are delicious, though.
Well, hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Yeah, I got a weird one. When I was in college,
I worked at a frame shop. We custom framed pictures. Mm-hmm. And this guy brought in some of the most obscene and explicit gay pornography collection that I'd ever seen. He had like 40 of them that he wanted framed.
But he wanted them framed.
Yeah, I mean, like framed. Like,
well, can I ask you, like, wait, this is professional framing. My man brought his porn images to a professional framer. Because they were, I mean, were
Did you mat them? I mean, there's all kinds of different frames. So, like, what color did you pick out? Did you do it in more of, like, an old antique type of frame, or was it a modern frame? I mean, did you go steel?
Yeah, well, he was very explicit with what he wanted, actually.
I would imagine that someone that walks in with porn and wants you to frame it, I mean, at that point, I would definitely assume they have exceptionally discerning taste.
Were they black and white? Were they done in an artistic type of way? Is this Mapplethorpe-level stuff, or was it just more crude?
No, it was like vintage, like from, I would say ranged from the 1930s to the 1950s, all black and white.
You know, man, it's probably historically significant.
But do you get it?
Look, I don't care who you are. You have framed porn in your home?
Right. Well, I'm not saying that, look, like anything.
How is it historically significant?
Well, as far as pornography goes, Pee Wee Herman, as you know, he has one of the largest personal collections of pornography, but most of it is old. It's
vintage stuff.
It's more historical stuff that he has seen.
No, it's vintage.
He
also
got arrested.
Yeah.
For going at him, little Pee Wee in a movie theater.
He did. Obviously, the guy likes
like
sex.
He's creepy.
Sure, he is. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that it might be somewhat artistic. Who knows?
But would you get it framed?
No.
I mean, that's all. Like, look, if you have vintage pornography, I go, man, I respect that. I do, honestly. But I wouldn't assume that when I walk into your house, when you say, would you like to be, like, it's all around your living room.
Maybe down the hallway leading to my dungeon room.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, that would make sense.
You got a dungeon? It's frame all the porn you want.
Agreed.
It's your dungeon. I'm just saying, like, that seems alarming. This guy just wanted porn framed.
The hell with that? Do you know how much it costs?
Professional. Right, that's what I mean.
40 different pictures. I mean, we're talking at least $150 to $200 a frame.
Most people would go to Hobby Lobby, buy the plastic ones, like, if you really need to.
Or do like a collage where the circle you put the one picture in, and there's like the longer square for the 5x7.
It's just this with porn. Most people engage in porn. That's why it makes so much money. But what we don't do is say, hey, other than a few random people on Twitter, you don't want to say this is what I love. Take a look. Okay, look at my display.
What about that place we went to dinner and drinks at one night and they had the picture up of the naked woman with the boobs?
As long as it's not sex, it's not porn. That's just a tasteful naked woman.
I couldn't stop looking, though.
Well, neither could I. She was naked.
Still to come, bad jokes on the way. Ted versus the FCC and emails on our question. What thing did you do either because you had to or you wanted to? Emails on the way next to the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Bad jokes coming up. Ted versus the FCC. First time for a few emails to The Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
From our question, what thing did you do either because you had to or you wanted to? I was driving down the road one time a couple summers ago, and a rabbit ran out in front of my car as I was turning. I tried to miss it, but I knew I hit it when I heard the screams.
Oh.
Stopped the car, got out, found a rock, and had to do what needed to be done to put it out of its misery. Worst part about that was some of the brains get on my jeans.
You know, Miles, on that note, just a comment, it kind of echoes that. It says, I've killed more deer with my hands than a rifle. Because I had to. Hit them with my truck, had to do something to end their suffering. My name is Kevin. I sent them to heaven. That's how it ends.
Oh,
that's how it ends.
Guys, I planned and coordinated a proposal for my wife that was incredibly difficult. I flew in her best friend from California to be the surprise photographer. As I got down on one knee, gave her directions to Nooksack Falls, which had the symbolism of two waterfalls coming into one. While having no cell phone service and keeping this whole thing a secret throughout the entire 3-hour drive, incredibly, it went off without a single hitch.
Nice.
Less than a year later, we just filed for a divorce.
Nice.
Sorry you didn't like this, but at least I've had a new rule before getting engaged with someone in the future. Never propose without living for them for a minimum of 1 year. Keep on rocking.
I imagine after a divorce, you come up with a couple rules.
Yeah. I hate women.
Guys, late one night after drinking with some friends, I got the bright idea to take a piece of fresh Kitty Roca and stick it in my friend Jeff's mouth after he passed out. He was being an ass all night, and that's when I got the idea. I stuck it in there. And in his drunken, passed-out state, he chewed on it for 3 bites before he woke up and realized what he was chewing on. He learned real quick not to be a giant D ever again. Sucks to be you, Jeff. That from John.
My question is, do you think you could identify the poop of what animal you woke up to? Like, oh my God, I'm chewing cat poop.
I mean, I can do the quick math based on what animal's in the house.
Okay, yeah, that's probably more. And I'm tracking with that wrong. Like, wow, he has discerning taste.
Man, I get pranks for putting cat poo in somebody's mouth.
I mean, that's a different level.
I know you're angry. I get it. But there is a... Even people I hate, I would not do that.
Few comments.
I shared the one about the guy who had to kill more deer with his hands. But this one I like. And Ted, you nailed this. Said someone had to be angry at this guy. Military guy says, I swept water off of a warship in the rain... Like, actively raining. Think about that.
Right, that has to be a punishment, right?
It has to be. You're going to stand on... I don't want to find a drop of water on the deck. Torrential downpour. Not my problem.
Moving on to the birthdays, bitches. Today's my son Matthew's birthday. He is 7 years old, so can he get a your penis is too small? And the Germans talking about how much fun it'll be to start second grade next year. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Yeah, the second grade, this is a big deal. The most reason why is when you go back to school, you get to regale all of your classmates about that big surprise trip to Disney World your parents took you to, and the fact that they let you eat all of the ice cream that you wanted.
So yeah, I'll tell your second grade teacher, I say hello.
Gentlemen, today is my baby girl Bella's birthday. She is 14 years old. We listen every day on the way home. She absolutely loves the headlines. So can we get a Suck It Up cupcake, a little kid fish sandwich, and an owl hitting the window? Thanks, guys.
So suck it up cupcake
fish sandwich.
Guys, I'd like to give a big birthday shout out to my awesome Wazoo roommate Melissa. She definitely knows how to have coog fun and stay out of jail, which is mastery in itself. Please give her now hitting the window a cut that bitch off next caller and the dirty Germans talking about sweet, sweet summer love. Thanks, guys. That from Valerie.
Cut that bitch off. Next caller.
Yeah, it's just summer. I understand you are alumni of Wazoo. I plan to get to know your Wazoo better.
Yeah, it's just summer love. Sounds like you had a blast and it's happened so fast.
Well done.
Yeah. Guys, can you give me a birthday shout-out to my, rival and lifelong friend there? That would be Zach. He's taking his 27th trip around the sun. He would love nothing more than to have a Suck It Up cupcake. And the dirty Germans talking about redheads. Thanks, guys.
So, suck it up, cupcake!
Yeah, I'm afraid tonight I cannot help you with the redhead, but I hope you don't mind a dark brown.
Yeah, these gingers. It's very much fun. Soulless, but it's lots of fun.
Yeah, that's why I have sex with Ed Sheeran.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, a woman, my beautiful
even mind
wife.
His teeth.
Beautiful wife Frankie is turning the dirty 30. It would be awesome if she could get a little kid fish sandwich as well as Goofy and Mickey talking about the joys of being 30 years old.
Fish sandwich.
Well, gosh, down here in the happiest place on earth, there's every reason to be happy about turning 30 years old. In fact, old Goofy's going to make sure it's the first time you do it really doggy style.
One of the great things about being a cartoon is I never age. I'm sure 30's fine for you, but the next 10 years are going to be tough. 30's a rough decade. I hope you make it through. Mouse out.
Hey, but the good thing about old Goofster is a dog, I'll sniff your crotch every time.
He doesn't care. He's a dog.
Guys, it's my very good friend.
How'd you cheese?
Krista's birthday. She is celebrating her 34th year on the sun here. And she delivers for a major parts supplier. So how about a little kid face sandwich and the dirty Germans telling her how to deliver the parts? Thanks, Picholas.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, I also have these major parts I will be delivering to you. I will show you repeatedly.
Yeah, so, you know, the main thing about the parts is you just have to make sure they fit right. So, you know, it's almost like putting a rocket in a socket.
Yeah, a square peg round hole.
Patola is celebrating my 35th birthday here in Las Vegas. I was hoping to get a your penis is too small, followed by the shut your mouth bagel store guy and a phone dong. Thanks, guys. That from Lissel in Sin City.
Shut your mouth.
Dear Men's Room, Send a birthday shout out to my sister Desiree, who is listening in Cookeyville, Tennessee.
Cookeyville?
Desiree's a real name, and no, she is not a stripper. She's an amazing mom of two, supportive wife, and an okay sister. For her birthday, can you please give her a big old bong rip and Aussie Ted talking about stripper names? Thanks, guys, and keep on rocking.
Yeah, it's Eddie from Melbourne. Here down under, we enjoy good poets. But ever think about strippers, I think about Kanye West. Once the man said, couldn't afford a car, so he named a daughter Alexis.
Gentlemen, today is my 36th year on the impending ball of what the hell. I would love to request the Dirty Germans talking about the first alien prostitute to come out of Area 51 after the nerds rushed the facility. Thanks, guys, and keep on walking.
Yeah, I am already familiar with this first alien prostitute who will come rushing out with all it. She will have no interest in me, and her name is Helga.
Yeah, see, the thing is, you're right. It's mostly these nerds that think they're rushing this area. So I'm sure that prostitute will be well rested since nobody would even take her up on it.
Yeah, the best thing about these alien prostitutes are the long fingers.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the real green slime.
If you do it right, it happens in 30 seconds.
Yeah, I saw, what was the movie? The Avatar?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe there'll be a blue one.
Yeah, 8 feet tall and blue, and a lot like Zoe Saldana.
Oh, guys, today marks the birthday of the most badass aerospace lead in all the land. If you could give Joseph a your penis is too small, a what the F is that, bro, and a let's pull it in, Jay, that would be awesome. Cheers, bitches. Ed from Connor.
Oh, my God, what is that, bro?
Let's pull it in, Jay. Come on.
Today's the 39th trip around the sun for my amazing Kate. Could you please give her a barbershop fish sandwich and thrill sexy dirty German talk of what he'll be doing tonight at midnight? Thanks, guys. You rock.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side. Oh, yeah. I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
Yeah, I know it is your birthday, but at midnight, I will not do anything special for you at all. I will do what I always do and stand outside of your window masturbating while eating Little Debbie snack cakes. Why change what I do for you?
But oh, today is my lovely wife Holly's birthday. She turned the insignificant 40. She has requested a fish sandwich and wants to hear the Dirty Germans talk about the shenanigans that are going to take place at her party at the McMiniman's Elks Temple. Thanks, guys, and rock on.
Fish sandwich.
Yeah, it's funny when you say Elk's Temple. I do not know if you mean the location or if you're referring to the nickname of my pants.
Yeah, as you know, so usually these Germans have all these jokes, but that's an awesome place. I think this is a great place for a 40th birthday.
Yeah, the party.
Well done.
The party will be between your legs.
Yeah. Just make sure you don't get too carried away with the elk.
Yeah, she will open her pants to look like a scrubbing bubble.
Yeah.
Guys, I was hoping you wish my husband Adam a happy 40th birthday. He would love a fish sandwich and a barbershop fish sandwich. He loves the men's room. Thanks a lot, guys. That's from Rosalie.
Fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dill relish in the morning. At noon. And at night.
And guys, today is my boyfriend's 50th birthday. He is one of your biggest fans. He listens to the shot of the day every day, regardless of what state he is in. He is a truck driver, and even if he can't do the shot, he still listens while driving. He quotes the men's room all the time and truly is one of your biggest fans. Please do him a solid and give him a birthday shout out on his special day. His name is Marco. Please wish him a happy 50th. Thanks, and maybe give him a your penis is too small. That from Alicia. Here you go!
Happy birthday to you. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweineflash.
Ooh. A couple extra ones here. What do we got? As far as the River Styx. Got a few on this one. I'll read one.
Yes.
The River Styx is a Greek concept. To cross into the realm of Hades Hell, you have to pay the ferryman's fee, which is a coin.
Well, wait.
That is not a Christian concept.
Why would I want to go to hell? Like, he was like, to go to hell, you'll be going to
because it's hot there. The weather's decent.
I know. I'm just, by the way, we learned more about the River Styx than I ever thought I would.
All the beaches. A turmeric
has natural anti-inflammatory properties. Think arthritis, plantar fasciitis, general aging, crap, etc. Better than Advil, Celebrex, ibuprofen, and it doesn't eat your guts. Try the fresh stuff in cooking. Looks like ginger, only smaller with superior flavor to dry. And it turns your fingers orange for days. That from Jesse.
Well, that's a sales pitch.
I was going to say it.
Why are your fingers orange? Because I'm inflamed.
Not because you're eating Cheetos?
Turmeric, like, in certain dishes is good, but, man, if you just mix it with water, it tastes like you're drinking dirt.
Mm-hmm. Guys, it's 10 o'clock on a Thursday night. I'm listening to your podcast while working on a project for a bathroom remodel. I was using a Finish nailer with 2-inch 12-gauge Brad nails. Somewhere between Ted talking about chocolate and Thrill talking about alien insurance, I shot a few nails and noticed I lifted the slab of wood I was working on with my left hand without holding on to it. Because one of the 2-inch nails went through the piece of wood and through my thumb between my fingernail and the bone. First thought, damn, this hurts. Second thought, let me call my wife for help, but let me take a picture of this so I can email the men's room. Pics attached. The second picture is the bent nail after I pulled it out of my thumb. I could feel the nail bend as it slid out from under the underside of my fingernail. You guys owe me a men's room black 6-pack so I can drink 5 and pour one on my holy thumb. You guys rock. That from Jose the Estimator.
Wow, man.
That's fun times.
So we said something funny. He screwed up, and now we owe him
beer. It was funny. He just said you were talking about
chocolate.
And I was talking about alien insurance.
What else we got here? Guys, I heard a story about from a search and rescue guy. We're talking about the crocodile pond, getting rid of a body.
The idea was, right, if we go to Cambodia, now we just have to kill a person. Don't ask. But to get rid of the body, Miles, you were saying you believe the crocodile pond. You throw the body in there, they would do a good enough job that the authorities would never be able to.
And then we were corrected and found out it's pigs we need to throw the body into.
Okay.
Pig farm.
Well, either way, we're killing a Cambodian.
This guy, search and rescue guy, his team was tasked with finding a body on a property. They could smell the decay, but no amount of digging or looking turned up a body. They finally did a soil test and found traces of the corpse all over the place. Turns out the mob put the body through a wood chipper into a bag, put him through again a couple more times, and then spread him around. But pigs are probably more effective, seeing as they already smell really bad. Best regards, F. and Jared.
Okay.
A couple extras. My horror movie experience in the Oregon Outback, go figure. Friends and I rented a house in a tiny town, complete with boarded up windows and seedy saloon near Painted Hills. Anyway, we go into the house and check out the, quote, game room, which is sort of a half basement. Along a ledge near the ceiling, there are handmade dolls with green skin that look like aliens. That wasn't bad enough. There's a bed in the hallway leading there with a trap door under it. Oh, and there's no cell service. We didn't get murdered, but we did make one person sleep on the hall bed to keep anything from coming out of the trap door. We didn't check what was down there. That said, the hills were beautiful. Wonderful, wonderful place.
Sounds awesome.
All right, bitches, let's see here. I think we need to go back in time to the last time we played Ted versus the FCC. So if we could, let's go back in time.
Time.
One time through, then three times fast. There you go.
Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his slits and flexes Foxy Funky Funks.
Fun!
Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his slits and flexes Foxy Funky Funks.
Two!
God lordy! Frank Funk, the philandering philanthropist, flicks Foxy Flux and sits and shifts on ships and slits his sheets and sips his slits and flexes Foxy Funky Funk.
Oh, big win last time at Ted versus the FCC. Let's do it again.
And now, everyone's favorite daytime game show, where one person could lose $325,000. And their job, or win, and walk away with nothing. It's time for Ted versus the FCC.
What a late night. I don't know. Wow. I don't know how you pulled that off. I told you, if you mix baking soda and Snuggle and just do 3 shots, it helps you keep going.
Yeah, actually, I sneezed, and this morning I didn't have to wash my sheets because it just took care of it.
That's what I mean, man.
It was absolutely fantastic. Yeah, it smelled like fresh laundry. Either way, we were up late last night.
That bear would be disappointed.
No, he wouldn't. It's his idea. He was talking to us.
We came up with some great rhymes and riddles, by the way. Tongue twisters galore for Ted versus the FCC. Then we come in today and check our email to mensroom@mensroomlive.com. Lo and behold, a listener named Barry. He decided to submit his own Ted versus the FCC.
And what do we always say?
So we're going to go with this one. Listeners come first.
That's right.
They always do.
Especially Barry.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's known for that.
So this week's Ted versus the FCC from our good buddy Barry goes a little bit something like this.
Shazam Shane sits shyly shucking Sharon's city shoes while shaking his short shaft shiftily, showering Smitty's shamefully shelled city. The way that we do Ted versus the FCC is you got to read that one time through and then three times fast.
All right. Thanks, Barry. He capitalized every letter in his name. Shazam Shane sits shyly shucking Sharon's city shoes while shaking his short shaft shiftily, showering Smitty's shamefully shelled city.
Three times fast.
Shazam Shane sits shyly shucking Sharon's city shoes while shaking his short shaft shiftily, showering Smitty's shamefully shelled city.
One.
Shazam Shane sits shyly shucking Sharon's city shoes while shaking his short shaft shiftily, showering Smitty's shamefully shelled city.
Two.
Shazam Shane sits shyly shucking Sharon's city shoes while shaking his short shaft shiftily, showering Smitty's shamefully shelled city.
Big win in 10 versus the FCC. All right, bitches, getting ready to go. Bad joke time, 844-999. Ola, email the bad jokes to the men's room at mensroomlive.com. We'll take a break. Bad jokes on the way next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, drink it toast with a shot of the day. Another round of profile this, but a bad joke time now. 844-999. Ola, first to ensure, though, the bad jokes last for generations to come.
Generation.
We first must bring you these rules.
This is the official Men's Room Bad Jokes rules. A bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily a dirty joke. For instance, a guy walked into a bar. I think we know how that one ends. And yes, we all know about the man from Nantucket and what he can do. So a bad joke is a bad joke. Not necessarily an offensive one. I mean, we all know that Jews own Hollywood. And what's better than winning a gold medal at the Special Olympics? Just keep these simple rules in mind before you call.
And now, the Men's Room proudly brings you Bad Jokes.
Clyde Castle Drug and Charge here to kick off the bad jokes.
How much room do you need to grow fungi?
How much room do you need to grow fungi?
As mushroom as you can get.
Mushroom jokes.
My wife said you only want to have sex when you're drunk. I said, that's not true. Sometimes I want pizza rolls.
What has four eyes and can't see?
What has four eyes and can't see?
Mississippi. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, all right, spelling.
Why won't a restaurant be successful on the moon?
It has no atmosphere. What do you call the cow that does not produce milk?
A
what
bowl.
Do you call a bowl is a better answer, but milk dud.
A milk dud.
Milk dud.
Yeah. Don't invest in Velcro, guys. It's a total ripoff.
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
What did the elephant say to the naked man?
It's cute, but can you really breathe through it?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why
drunk.
Don't ants get sick?
Because they're always in school, or?
They take antacid.
Because they have antibodies.
What's worse than ants in your pants?
What is worse
uncles.
Than ants in your
uncles.
Pants?
Uncles.
I'll say that the first time we ever did bad jokes, Ryan Castle opens it up, and I always remember this is the first joke we ever had. An old man is holding a hand of like a six-year-old girl, and they're walking into the woods. And the girl looks at the old man and says, I'm really scared. The old man looks at her and says, you're scared. I'm the one who has to walk out of here alone.
It was a different time. That was like 10 years ago.
That was like...
Those jokes were funny back then.
I like this guy. Hello, Cody. Welcome to Bad Jokes.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Right on. All right. What do you call dental x-rays?
What do you call what?
Dental x-rays.
What do you call dental x-rays?
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What do you call dental x-rays?
Toothpicks.
Okay, all right.
Turn down your radio.
Your joke is better than your phone.
Okay. There you go, bad jokes, woman, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast an unidentified woman from Lincoln, Nebraska. Mike Hawk covered this woman a little bit in his headlines yesterday, but we got a little more information about her situation, so we thought we would toast her and share. Maybe you remember, maybe you don't. And we don't know much about this woman other than the fact that she is what you might call an ignoramus. Case in point, she recently demanded via email that the city of Lincoln remove a sculpture depicting, quote, devil horns. And she says, quote, it is a sculpture of two hands open, painted red and black, and they formed into devil horns. She continues, this is an anti-Christian and demonic, completely inappropriate and offensive, and it's placed in front of the children's zoo and gardens where couples get married. Now, here's a few details that this woman did not know about this particular sculpture, which, and I saw a picture of it. It does kind of look like devil horns, you know, like Ronnie James Dio's. One, the sculpture is part of, keep in mind, she says this is anti-Christian. The sculpture is part of something called Serving Hands Lincoln Public Art, and it's sponsored by the Campus Life Ministry of Lincoln Youth for Christ, which is a nonprofit faith-based community organization.
Or so they say.
Well, the second thing is the sculpture in question, while it does have two hands, looks like they might be doing double horns. It's very clearly the hands of Spider-Man firing his spider webs. And in fact, they're painted red and black because the gloves are red, and then they painted the actual spider webs as he has on his costume. You would not confuse this for anything else. This woman assumed that they were demonic hands. Lincoln, the city, pointed out, one, this is not up to us. It would be up to the zoo. This is a separate project. We heard what you said, but you should know the reason we put Spider-Man in front of the children's zoo is because it's a children's zoo, and children really like Spider-Man. Now, she might be right in Spider-Man. He might, in fact, he might be the Antichrist. We don't know. But when you look at this, you will not understand how she thought it was anything other than Spider-Man hands, not only because of the gloves, but the actual webbing, the stuff he fires out, like, it's attached to the sculpture.
She's the Antichrist. Could you imagine being a neighbor her?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I spent some time in Birmingham, Alabama years ago, and there was a fountain in a neighborhood in Birmingham that was like a goat in the middle of the fountain, and then there was a bunch of, like, animals on lily pads around it, and I remember there being a big uproar there because they thought that this, you know, this goat, and it's Satan and all the other animals. We're worshiping him or whatever.
So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch, hola
with Satan.
Hola! The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.